you know, pre-seasons seem to be getting tougher and tougher. This one certainly probably the best structured. We did a lot of the weights early on and then went into our fitness. And, yeah, it's hard. It's the hardest time for a rugby player, really.
Yeah. Does it get harder as you get older, with all due respect?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's pre-season getting harder or if it's me getting older. It just seems to get harder every year. And I think as you get older, it's that much harder to roll out of bed, you know, the aches and pains. But I'm not that old, Brad.
It's been a long. You seem to have been back training for ages.
Yeah, I think we had one of our shortest off seasons because of the way the championship playoffs were structured. We didn't have a huge amount of time off, so it seemed to go very quickly, and then we're straight back into it. And it did seem to, you know, a long period of pre-season, but you know, I think we probably needed that going into the Premiership.
And four hard games as well, four proper games in the build-up to the season.
Yeah, four big tests for us, and I think especially the Melbourne Rebels and Argentina were pretty key for us in terms of testing us physically, because we know it's going to be a big step up physically, and we needed to kind of know where we were at to a certain degree going into the first Premiership game.
Looking back briefly at the Championship, was it as hard as you expected it to be?
Yes and no. I mean, the whole way it's structured certainly makes it very hard. Mentally as much as anything else. You know, obviously we won the league pretty convincingly, and then it's a big mental toughness to try and get through those playoffs. But it was a tough battle for us as a squad, and I think we came through it. You know, a couple of games we came through just, but it's made us, I'm hoping, made us stronger, and in those tight games hopefully we can win them and be on the winning side.
New guys coming into a squad, always a bit difficult. They fitted in well?
Very well, yeah. I mean, you know, rugby's one of those games, you know, sort of guys jump from squad to squad, and we're sort of pretty welcoming bunch of lads, and they fitted in very well. And the guys that have arrived have certainly put their hand up in training. They put their hand up, you know, in the whole of pre-season in the gym, and really bought into the ethos that we're trying to create here. It's an exciting year for the newcomers and the guys that have been here for a while.
It looks a good squad. I mean, there is competition for a place for every position.
Yeah, it is exactly that. You know, I was chatting to a couple of the boys yesterday, trying to think about what the starting lineup will be, and you know, it's certainly one of the first times where across the board, from you know your key decision makers all the way through to your front row, you know, you've got positions there which are genuinely up for grabs. So that's exciting times for the club, I think.
Yeah. Sale first up, they've had a lot of changes there, virtually a new, different side.
Yeah, I mean, it's a difficult one because, you know, it's difficult to know as you say, you know, that they've made a lot of changes, they've flushed a lot of things out, they've changed a lot, new coaches, etc. So, for us, we're a bit unsure of what to expect. They've played two pre-season games, we're doing the footage on them at the moment, but they're certainly going to be, you know, chomping at the bit to try and lay a statement down to the rest of the Premiership that they're a transformed outfit, which is, you know, what we are. We're certainly really looking forward to the start of it. We've got a block of six Premiership games, which we're really excited about, and we're really excited about the challenge.
That could be one S22 playing for the opposition on Saturday. I suppose your main worry is whether you keep your shorts on, is it?
Yeah, well, he's probably up to his usual antics. No, I mean, hopefully he is playing, or hopefully he's not playing, yeah. He was phenomenal for us that whole time he was with us. A great asset to have, and he'll be fantastic for them. Hopefully we can, if he is playing, hopefully close him down quickly. Watch out for him in defence. But, you know, I think as we've got a certain game plan that we've been working on, and you know, I firmly believe that if we stick to it and we get our drills right, we'll do a job.